Engage.
The Rancor is awful.
So it is a, what do we feel good about? Tuesday. We'll call it a Tuesday night. It is
Taco Tuesday.
About 11:30 at night, give or take. You find yourself on, let me double check here. You find yourself on Wacker Drive in downtown Chicago. For those of you who have not been to Chicago, Wacker Drive is not that far off the river, like maybe a block or so. I believe it runs north and south, and it is right in the middle of the heart of everything. And this is all the big buildings. These are the skyscrapers, everything like that. You actually find yourself across the street from 311 South Wacker Drive. As I'm sure everyone can tell by now, we are definitely playing, on the, Discord server. I'm actually going to drop you a link to an image of 311 South Wacker Drive. You can definitely,
I was actually just Googling one.
So South Wacker Drive is, distinct because it is one of the largest buildings in downtown Chicago. I should also mention, again, like I said, about 11:15, 11:30 at night, you were all dressed completely in black. While it is cool, it is the Windy City, obviously. It is late spring. It's not that cold, at least not cold for the all-black clothing and heavy bags you find either slung or on your back. The heavy balaclavas rolled up into caps at this point. And when there's a break in the traffic, you run across and go into an alleyway or to a side entrance and wait outside 311 South Wacker Drive. So, and again, let's just go with general descriptions here. Just so we get an idea of A, who's playing and B, what's going on. Magpie, what do you look like?
I look probably not too much different than my real life self because my size is a 40. I'm not a very big dude. So probably around 5'5", pretty scrawny, pretty average guy.
Truckee?
Truckee is a pretty built guy. He's very clean cut. The hair is very short. No facial hair. You can see burn scars coming up onto his neck.
And Fiverr.
Fiverr's a little bit kind of tall, lean. Got a wiry look to him. Clean cut. I mean, he's used to working in an office, so he's not really allowed to kind of let himself go. But yeah, pretty decent sized guy.
And your faces are all familiar to each other. You may or may not know each other beside these code names. And as I said, you are carrying heavy packs, so you're probably out of breath as you run across the street and get up to the sort of the service entrance that was the pre-designated meetup point. As your minds all fall back to a meeting probably about a year ago almost now, where you were brought together in a coffee shop based on a you know, sort of a random post by somebody call himself Jimmy B. And as time ticks by, you begin to wonder, okay, is Jimmy going to show? And right about the time you start to get nervous, the service entrance opens and you see a man who has been calling himself Jimmy B for the past year or so, opens the door and lets you in. You ready, boys? It's go time.
Yeah, let's do this.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
You all enter the service entrance. You can now see that the roughly 1500 bucks that you all collected was well worth it, because you've come in a service entrance that doesn't have cameras that you can tell, and you are quickly ushered into an elevator. This is definitely more of like a service type elevator. 311 Southwacker Drive is...
Sorry, is that similar to an escalator?
No. Service. Oh. Elevator.
Such a deep cut. I'm sorry.
It's closer to a crane.
It is closer to a crane.
Oh. Yeah, much closer.
That makes so much more sense.
It makes a lot more sense if you get the reference right, Lucas.
Yeah.
That was like 5 years ago. I don't remember it.
So as
his poor excuse.
Doesn't make you us hate you for it any less.
311 Southwacker Drive is mostly office buildings. So the cash you paid was to kind of get in the back entrance, make sure that you could get in without being seen. Obviously, this is cleaning crew, late night type stuff. And as you go up, you're kind of remembering this meeting with Jimmy B in the coffee shop about how base jumping in Chicago is, it's not
illegal.
Not officially. But
in
it is
the city.
It's more of a trespassing thing.
I
yes,
mean, where
trust
else
the
you
man
gonna
unlicensed
been base jumped in Chicago there, Lucas.
There was one guy who jumped off of Trump Tower, which is higher than Wacker Drive, which you all, you know, brought up as a point because you definitely want to be the best.
How many floors is this again?
The 311 South Wacker is, I don't know. It's 1,000 feet tall, though. Over 1,000 feet tall.
Still less than 5 seconds.
So
are we still talking about the tower?
Base jumps.
So as you're going up, it occurs to you several conversations. At first, it was just getting drinks with other base jumpers, but Jimmy B, who refused to ever use code name and forced you all to use code names, really wanted to make this happen. So the only base jumper in recent memory who did something off of one of the skyscrapers downtown, there's a British guy who jumped off of the Trump Tower a couple of years ago, but he was busted before he hit the ground. And if you're going to illegal base jump, you want everybody to know you did it, but you definitely don't want to get caught, right?
How do you get busted before you hit the ground?
Before he jumped.
No. They busted him. No. They saw him parachuting down, and apparently cops were able to respond.
Gotcha.
Officially, 311 South Wacker is a postmodern 65-story skyscraper.
Only 65?
961 feet tall.
But it includes, Jeff, a 105-foot translucent cylinder that is illuminated at night by 2,000 fluorescent tubes.
Boom.
There is a giant candle on top of it, essentially.
Gotcha.
So the two things that go through your mind, or that have been going through your mind, is that 311 South Wacker being an office building, Jimmy B also talked about it when you planned your jump. He didn't want to be, the Trump Tower's right on the river, closer to the lake. So there are fewer escape routes. So you've already got your escape routes planned. You bought all the chutes in cash. You've obviously come in balaclavas, all in black. You want people to know you jumped. You don't want them to know who you are. So you want to get away with it scot-free and show up on the morning news about, holy cow, a couple of folks jumped off of 311 South Wacker Drive. It also makes sense to you at least a little bit. You kind of feel like this is a test jump for Jimmy, because just a couple blocks down the road would be the Willis Tower. So all these thoughts kind of
what
roll
do we know about
mind.
The Willis Tower? Sorry.
Lucas doesn't know anything about the Willis Tower.
That would be the Sears Tower, Lucas.
Oh, okay.
Which was one of the tallest buildings.
I forgot that they changed the name of that thing. Sorry, I still call it the Sears Tower.
Which would be the tallest building in Chicago. I believe 311 South Wacker comes in at like fifth, maybe. So it's a pretty big jump. You hear some squawking in the earpieces you all have. You were tuned to the common police band just to see if anyone said something about three guys, you know, all in black at 11:30 at night on a major street in Chicago. No one apparently said anything that you could say. Jimmy actually says turn to channel
Welcome to Chicago.
Turn to channel 2. And if you reach down and flip to channel 2, you can now hear security sweeps from inside 311 South Wacker. That little tidbit cost you another grand.
Good thing we have thematically appropriate amount of money.
You've been planning this for a while, and you are pooling four folks' sets of assets. Does anybody else have any other electronics on them?
I would assume that I would, seeing how my Apple Watch probably is in kind of computer programming and logistics and electronics.
He would totally be filming this.
Yeah.
Magpie would at least have an Apple Watch. Not filming, though.
Ready to film the jump.
So you are filming the jump?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've got a GoPro.
Sorry.
Or something.
Yep.
Yeah, I probably would as
well. Can we take a quick step back? What were your guys' aliases again?
Trucky and Fiverr. Magpie. Your memory sucks.
And as a group, you all decided to call him Jimmy B., even though he definitely wanted to be referred to as James Bond.
Yeah, so we're calling him Jimmy B.
Of course he did.
Anything you'd like to do before the elevator reaches the roof?
Are we securing before we go up? In case we gotta, like, run for it?
You're assuming that... in terms of securing yourself, you're assuming that you're going down the fast way. There is no other way you're going.
Right, I mean, like, are we getting ourselves set up to go on the while we're on our way up in case we have to run when we get there?
And Jimmy thinks you're going to have
the safest assumption.
Yeah, I assume now you're getting set up. You know, if you're ditching duffel bags, you're ditching duffel bags. You're strapping into, you know, parachutes, everything else. Yep. Like I said,
our faces covered.
Yeah, you probably pulled before we meet.
Yep. I mean, before we meet.
No,
like, so that we don't know who.
Okay. No, we met up before.
Yeah, he said that they were rolled up as like as.
Do we recognize each other for some reason? There's a possible chance these guys might recognize me.
No, you all have met each other several times. Like, this jump just didn't come out of thin air. You've been working with these other three guys, Lucas, for months. Now, like I said, one or two of you might have some sort of other connection. We'll leave that to be determined. But at least when you met with Jimmy B, you don't know Jimmy B's real name. Jimmy B only ever showed up at the coffee shop, only ever paid in cash. You get the sense that he's getting his rocks off a little bit by doing this. Like, this is his thing. Anything else anybody wants to do before the elevator gets to the top floor?
Just a quick double check of everything.
Okay.
Ready to go.
Am I aware that you're going to be filming this? Or are you doing this on your own volition?
If we have been working together before, then yes, you know.
Okay, then I am pissed about that. Because I would not be filming this.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, we're both filming it.
The audience can't see me flipping Lucas off through the
fine.
Call, but...
I'm probably looking for trophies.
Okay.
I like to, you know, something to pick up to commemorate it. And then I'm also setting my
some pigeon shit over there.
Ripping that my watch off as we go up.
Exactly. Yep. Because I every jump I make, I take a trophy home for sentimental value.
The service elevator ride is pretty quick. It doesn't actually get you to the roof. You're going to have... a climb of some stairs, again, some sort of service entrance back way. I guess roll a spot hidden, Schroeder?
No.
You don't see anything cool. You can either grab something really lame now, or you can hope you find something on the roof.
I'll wait to find something on the roof. Okay. I'll grab something lame now and then also look for something on the roof. It doesn't, like, the trophies are meaningless to everyone else. It doesn't have to be anything particularly cool.
Gotcha.
You know, it's picking up a stick after jumping off the troll wall in Norway. Like, yeah. It's whatever it is.
You get up to the roof. You finally get, like, some sort of door that's clearly alarmed. No amount of money was going to get you through this because you need some sort of security key. Old Jimmy B thinks you have probably 10 minutes after you actually go through this door.
Trigger it.
Yeah, he's going to cut his way in, and you're going to have about 10 minutes. It's roughly midnight right now.
Do we have 10 minutes because the security's fat? Or 10 minutes just... For general,
that's what they're assuming response time. I mean, it is 65 floors. You know, you can't imagine that the guy is going to immediately jump up there and you know, move.
I'm sure we've tediously sussed out how many security guards there are, what floors they're probably on.
Jimmy B has provided a lot of answers. None of you that I know of are secret agents, so none of you really know how to do this. But, you know, you've armchair watched a lot of spy movies, so you've pretty much got it under control, I'm sure. Okay. So he turns to the rest of you, goes, it's showtime, cuts the door, and you go out into the chilly night. 65 floors up, I believe it is, plus that, because you're on top of the roof. The light below you is blinding, almost, obviously, because 311 South Wacker Drive is a beautifully lit building. You step out on the roof. He says something to the effect of gentlemen synchronize watches, and he starts a 10-minute timer on his watch.
As a mathematician and being concerned about numbers, would I know average Chicago PD response time?
It's one of the reasons why you have the CB. You're going to expect that the thought is the question, and this is where you get into some real gambling in terms of base jumping. You're probably going to be okay. You bought black chutes. It's more dangerous to jump that way because you're not going to be able to see each other very well. You maybe got a piece of reflective tape on your back, maybe on your helmet. But your goal is to not be spotted. So the lower you deploy your chute and the faster you jump from this time period, the less likely you're going to be responded to.
Where's our planned land location?
You've all picked out various points. You're all,
so we're all going different places.
Yeah, you're all going to jump off the same side of the building, but the goal is to twist and flip in different ways so that you all don't show up in the same place.
Gotcha.
You get the sense that old Jimmy B would have made you swear his blood brothers if he thought it wasn't completely inappropriate to open your thumbs up in the middle of, a Starbucks.
Gotcha.
Jimmy B starts getting everybody lined up on the roof. You notice that he's looking at his watch. Some of you have guessed that he wants to jump at 7 minutes after midnight.
How far off is that? What's the significance there?
Yeah. 007.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because he wants to be James Bond. Because he's a twat waffle.
Does he play the soundtrack on his iPhone?
I'm waiting for Cody to respond because he may just be letting you guys make your own assumptions.
Give me an idea roll, Jeff.
Just say you passed.
The hell is my idea?
I think you failed then.
No, I mean, what is idea in this?
It's in the top right. Should have a stat for it.
Int is idea.
Int by five.
Int by five. Thank you.
Yeah.
Then yes, I made it.
Yeah.
Are you using a different sheet?
No, it says idea underneath Int, Jeff.
Yeah.
You just hadn't seen it.
Yeah, I see that now.
You all start to get a little feeling. You all start getting a little twitchy. After you hit the door, you do hear...
What was my idea?
Oh, sorry. You succeeded?
Yes.
Yeah,
he wants to be James Bond.
Okay.
You get the sense that the mother...
He also dressed in a suit.
You don't know. you get the sense that this motherfucker would jump with a Union Jack parachute if he thought he could get away with it. You do hear, as soon as you go out the door, you do hear security say, hey, we've got an alarm on the door. Blah, blah, blah. You hear a little back and forth. Again, it doesn't sound like anybody's coming for you guns blazing yet. You know, hey, there's been some faults. You know, I'm on my way up to check. You know that yourself that the service elevator took.
Can we talk on the channel?
Can
we only listen?
It's probably just monitoring.
It would be monitoring, but if you have some electronics of
I mean, if
some
it's a
sort,
Bluetooth earpiece that you could talk into,
can I play a? Can I just roll an electronics roll to see if I have that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I hit it 50 on the dot.
Okay, you have cobbled together from something that you do not just, you're not just listening in. You theoretically have the ability to transmit if you want to.
I'm not actually going to say anything. I just want to make sure I have some.
So this is supposed to be a synchronized jump. If you want to start your GoPros, you probably should start them now.
I'm assuming we're wearing helmets or something to the effect.
I assume at least the guys wearing
a shoulder
GoPros
cam.
Are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy B has expressed he wants to get a running start. Does anyone else get a run? Want to get a running start, or does do other people just want to leap off the building?
No.
Okay.
In all of my jumps, I like to turn backwards and coffin drop.
I mean, if you want, I'm down.
I mean,
with it.
Did you look at how the building is designed? You might yep. want to jump.
I mean, I'll jump out.
Okay.
Not if you're coffin dropping.
Yeah. That's not.
It's a game. Let it go.
I understand you're not used to things that are athletic, Lucas, but you can't run and jump.
So you all line. Are you all lined up then, ready to jump?
Have you never crowd surfed? Usually, when you leap out, you spin backwards to land on your back. Same difference.
Dude, do you know what would happen if I tried to crowd surf?
A lot of people would break their backs.
Well, I feel like you might be on the news the next morning.
As you all line up, the earpieces suddenly squeal. If you ever heard a squelch on a,
yeah.
Basically it's
transmitting.
Yeah, it's kind of. Roll dex checks. Dex by 5.
I actually hit 75, which is my dex. Thank
I
God.
Got it. I got it by half.
Okay.
47 out of 65.
You're all able to pull the earbud out before it really does some damage, but all of a sudden it's just. And you're like, oh, what? You know, it's loud. I mean, you've got it
almost
now.
Like feedback from being too close together.
You're not sure. It's weird. Could be jamming.
Could be the altitude. Could it be the altitude.
You'd need to roll something.
So far. Give me roll electronics.
Electronics or a mechanical repair, maybe.
I'd let you roll electronics.
Yeah,
that? It's. Is that 45
out of 50. No, electronics is just under electrical repair. Second column from the two from the top.
You know,
oh, gotcha.
You know, it wouldn't be anything to do with the altitude. At this point, though, any further investigation is kind of being put off track a little bit because Jimmy's like, okay, guys, here we go. Everybody ready to go? We got to get ready to go.
I don't know what the hell that sound was, but we got to jump.
So he is going to count from 5 to 1 and then begin sprinting with the goal of being off the building in synchronization. So if anybody doesn't want to jump, you need to let me know. But at this point, I'm assuming we're all jumping.
I take off at 3.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. So he says 5, 4. You begin to feel kind of itchy, skin crawly, you know, maybe nerves, maybe whatever. You begin to just feel like you kind of itch.
Gotta cut the spider out.
Yeah, exactly. You got this kind of uncomfortable feeling.
I did a damn good job at that. Thank you.
Jeff is taking off at 3.
If this is a safety synchronization, I wouldn't do that.
No, he's
if
not necessarily safety synchronization.
It's not.
This is
it's
just
a
Jimmy
cool
B.
synchronization.
Jimmy
yeah.
B is just doing his thing.
Okay. Yeah.
He actually wanted you all to jump first, and then he was going to follow after you.
No, Trucky takes off at 3.
Okay. So
Fiver would follow suit.
Okay. Lucas?
I jump when Jimmy jumps.
Okay.
I wait for him to go.
So
the two of us go.
Five, the two of them go. Four, the two of you begin to sprint. Two, for a brief second, you feel like a splitting migraine, like right in between your eyes almost, like just a real sharp pain. One, you hear a scream. Dex checks if you don't want to jump off the building.
I'm jumping.
We'll get to you. The other two who have already taken off. By one, you're at the edge of the building. So at this point, you are in a leap. It's going to take a ridiculously good roll to not leap off the building at this point.
Nope, I'm gone.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to do as you jump?
I'll probably glance.
Okay. Roll me spot hidden with a penalty die.
This can't be good.
Lucas has already died.
My penalty die, actually, I passed. Okay. 53.
This was fun, guys.
Because I rolled an odd 3 with one, and I rolled 53 with the other.
Okay.
Maybe I turned into a gargoyle or something.
We'll cool do this in a second. Magpie. At about
yes.
2, Jimmy begins to sprint, and I assume you follow suit.
Absolutely.
He
wanted to be 007. I'm going with him.
Roll.
Just before we leap, I'm going to start going da-na, da-na, out loud.
Okay. Roll me. What do I want here? Roll me spot hidden. Your focus is otherwise elsewhere.
I almost got it at extreme. I got it at least a half.
Congratulations. Roll me a sand roll, please.
Am I going to have to roll?
That is a success.
Did you extreme?
Me?
On your spot hidden. No, Lucas.
What?
Did you extreme?
No. Spot hidden? I was like 3 points away from extreme.
Okay. Should have asked you if you wanted to make it extreme.
He wasn't when he thought it was a good thing.
Fuck it. I won't do it anymore.
I got a 12.
That's always a good thing to hear. Fuck it.
I got a 12 out of 45 on my spot hidden. My extreme would be 9.
Lucas, you see
tentacles.
A shadow. Of something. That's not what you see first. No. And you feel like an intense, excruciating pain, like right in your temples as you're running. And it's almost like looking up into the sun and like you're forced to squint for a second. And then you just see two fucking red eyes that are like a foot apart from each other. And you see what looks like horns? But it's like horns of like an elk or something, except the horns are like wide, like real wide, like a massive rack, like a fucking moose or something. And they move?
So you're not talking Satan. You're talking Satan from the movie Legend.
You're seeing the rough descriptions
of what
antlers.
I said.
It's a level 10 incarnate summon.
And all of a sudden,
how much to a sand do I lose for a success?
All of a sudden, you will get there. All of a sudden, Jimmy B, who's been in lockstep with you, is now gone. This thing, like, I'll say the word moves. We'll use the word flies because flies is more descriptive and probably more apt. But this fucking beady-eyed shadow with antlers or something moves, and Jimmy is just no longer beside you. It just fucking apparated right at him.
The thing came at him. He did not become the thing.
Correct. You're seeing this in your forefront.
Okay.
And just all of a sudden it was like Jimmy ran into a brick wall.
Gotcha.
All right.
How much did I lose?
You lose 3, Lucas. Schroeder, as Fiverr turns back, it's hard to see because of the light off the building, but you catch something. I don't want to describe it as winged per se, but you would almost put it as if you put your thumbs together and outspread your fingers into like an antlers almost kind of thing. It's so wide. It's impossibly wide, and it just seems to incorporeally, shadowly enwrap old Jimmy B. And that's all you see, and now you're tumbling off 311 South Wacker. Okay. Lucas, you're already in mid-stride.
Yes.
You are within 3 or 4 steps of leaping off the building. Would you like to do anything?
Sure. Jump the f*** off.
All right. You jump off. None of you changed your stride at all?
I mean, if this thing flashed, let's just say he's on my left. If this thing flashed at my left, I mean, there's a good chance that I have flinched a little and maybe veered a tad, but I am running to the edge and jumping off.
Sure. None of you have changed.
No,
probably screaming
a little
bit.
He stopped at the edge, turned around, and coughed.
And coughed and fall.
Ah, that's right. Cough and drop.
I leap off, spin in the air, and cough and drop down.
You all jump off of 311 South Wacker. Probably yeah. All of you at some point on the way down, you would look back. One of the two of you obviously is jumping. I mean, you're jumping, you know, first, ostensibly. So the two of you are going to pull chutes at a safe height. You
let's
look
be
back
fair,
up.
Cody. I am looking up as I am falling down. If sure. I am facing that direction.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you're falling a lot faster than you are able to turn around and look up. All you know is that Jimmy B was fair there enough. Beside you step for step, and then he was gone.
Did I hear a thud like he actually hit the thing?
All you heard was his scream. A blood-curdling scream of surprise and horror. The two of you, as you're falling, do eventually see a third chute. You don't see a fourth. You hit the ground.
Are we able to talk to each other through our little earpieces?
No. The only person who had transmit was Schroeder. So yep. Schroeder theoretically could. And as you get closer to the ground, you realize that the channel has cleared up. Although obviously you're still on channel 2, which was the building security. So the transmission is going to vary as you go down because you're going to be picking up certain things as opposed to others.
Because I have the ability to transmit, would I be able to like just communicate a channel switch? Would we know of a channel that's not being
used? You all, to try and keep from being caught by the police, were supposed to go down and spread out and find 4 separate ways to get the fuck out of the city. Basically, you're supposed to drop, cut your chute, and then take off for your exit. So you're not even all necessarily heading in the same cardinal direction. Now, you could do that now that you're on the ground, but you also, if you decide to switch to police band, already starting, you're hearing sirens in the distance. You don't know that they're for you, but anything you want to do as you hit the ground?
I'd switch to police band to hear if they're talking about us or about Wacker.
Okay.
Yeah, I would probably do the same after I disconnect my chute and just take off.
Jeff?
I would ditch whatever I needed to ditch, and I would pull the blacks off to have a different set of clothes on underneath.
Absolutely. And you all theoretically go your separate ways. Anything else you'd like to do?
Now, I think I might. I guess I don't have the knowledge of whether or not they switch channels to hear me communicate.
Correct.
So, do we have contact with each other outside of this?
You probably
do.
Apparently not through the Bluetooth.
I'd shoot a text message. I would assume we'd have phones on us and we would have each other's numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been working
together
for
Apple
a significant
Watch.
Amount of time.
Yeah,
I'm wearing an Apple Watch to keep in contact for sure.
Unless you didn't jump with a phone.
Did we all jump? So we all jumped the same direction off the building, and we didn't all jump off separate sides of the building?
No, we jumped off the same side. We just all jumped in different directions.
The idea was that you didn't have three parachutes all coming down in the same place at one time to make it easier for all of you to get busted.
So are we landing on Wacker Drive, or are we landed on Franklin Street?
It depends.
Probably land further away than that.
I mean, yeah, you're going to fall a ways, and then you're going to parachute. And the idea was to try and spread out.
I suppose
out.
That's true.
Yeah.
You all probably have your own special, here's how I'm getting the hell out of here.
I have a Vespa in an alleyway.
You're going at about 2 miles an hour as the parachute inflates behind you.
I cut it. Come on.
If you want to shoot him a text message, absolutely.
Yeah, I'd shoot him a message. Just say, you know, on the ground, en route to leave. Did you fucking see that? And then that's pretty much it.
Once I know that I only saw three shoots, I would be monitoring the police band.
Yeah, I've been monitoring since.
Yeah, we're all kind of doing the same thing.
It's not actually a Vespa, it's a dirt bike. I'm more of an extreme sports kind of guy.
I imagine once we get too far away from the building, we can't hear the security people talking, right?
No, but if you switch to the police band, that would be a little different.
Yeah, we switched channels. We weren't going to hear them anyway.
I need an analogous for cop talk, Jeff.
Do what?
I was like the skill cop talk. Yeah, I need an analogous skill for cop talk.
Oh, I gotcha.
What's cop
fast
talk?
I don't know.
What's thief can't for cop talk?
Thieves can't. They don't even have criminology.
Yeah, unless one of you, although Jeff,
law.
Yeah, I would absolutely be able to understand.
You would know some things. I'll give you that, Jeff. I'll give you half. I'll give you an idea roll at half, because those codes aren't always universal.
My idea is 80, and I got a 24.
There you go. You almost got it by half. Even on... Because he told you by half, 80? Right? At half?
Yep.
Yeah.
24 out of 40.
Yeah.
You got it. You're not that far away from extreme, actually.
So... You have...
Jeff and I.
16 is an extreme.
It's not...
Not when it's by half.
That's why we're laughing.
No, oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm not paying attention to that, I guess.
Just don't worry about the math, Lucas.
What's math?
Jeff, you hear them dispatch a 1080, which you would know that that's a chase in progress. Which, again, you don't necessarily know if that's you or not. You're having a hard time picking it up. But after a while, you do get a series of codes. You would recognize on the 10, on the generic 10 thing, is that there's a B&E. They establish it's a B&E. They ask for medics. How long are you going to stay within range?
Within range of what?
The police
band is all over the city.
Sure, but they don't necessarily broadcast it. So you use different bands in different areas or for different ways, so you're not all talking about the same thing. So I'm going to simplify that and just say that it is restricted. Actually, when you show up on scene, you would switch what you're using, and then you would call back to dispatch, and there's a whole lot of other things that go on. For the sake of this, are you going to stay where you're potentially in danger to hear more, or are you going to leave?
How far... I mean... Am I really staying within danger, or am I...
You are standing there. You are not sure whether or not you are completely... The police could shut down the street and just start asking people if they wanted to. You don't know what they're necessarily going to do. Basically, okay. Do you want me to push a roll to find out potentially more information or not?
What kind of roll?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. I can tell you if it's going to be sneaky that it might be something like stealth.
Mm-hmm.
You staying in range, Jeff?
Yeah, fuck it.
You hear eventually they call for a wagon.
Okay.
They call, and actually then you hear after they call for an ambulance, you hear them check back and disregard and code it a 1079. They're calling for a coroner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Roll me a stealth.
37 out of 50.
No worries. There are some cops asking questions, but apparently your plain clothes play it off.
Okay. And I'll bug out.
Okay. Anything else you folks want to do on Tuesday night?
Do you guys think we'd have a plan to meet up after the fact? Or no?
What information did Jimmy B have on us?
Nothing. Code names.
Nothing? Okay.
Not unless you shared it with him.
No.
Morning comes. You all probably pay attention to the morning news since you've got something to look at. And the top story on all the channels is exactly what you would expect. Let me find old Jimmy B's.
Is it actually what we would expect? The death of a dude?
Yes.
Or
yes,
just us jumping?
No, it is not what you wanted. Let me put it that way. The morning news reports the death, age 42, Bill Barnes.
What a last name. No wonder he wanted to be James Bond.
Bill Barnes, dead, age 42. There are reports. You do see some shaky cam footage of some parachutes. You could probably identify yourselves.
So he was filming as well?
No. You definitely caught the attention of people jumping, but
Okay.
You get some
cell phone footage.
Exactly. But the main headline is a story, you know, three base jumpers at large, unknown cause of death. Bill Barnes, 42, you know, you get some talking heads that talk about, well, maybe he had a heart attack, or you get some other crazy talking heads that are like, oh yes, altitude is dangerous and you should da 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 da. And you know, it's one of the largest cities in the world. You can find all kinds of takes on it that you want.
So he wasn't like shredded to pieces as far as
if it is
aware.
They're not saying it on the news.
Got it.
You know, that cuts to the investigative journalist for whatever news channel you're watching that says, yes, seems to be that the man had a heart attack. That's what my sources are telling me anyway. Not confirmed yet.
You still not found the I think she hid under that bed.
You two guys receive a text message in the morning. All it says is, it wasn't a heart attack. And then I text the name of the shop, the coffee shop that we would normally meet at, and a time frame. Like noon.
Yeah, I would reply back, duh. Because my message said, did you see that last night? and then say, okay.
So we set up a time at, let's just say noon, at a coffee shop that we would normally meet at.
Sure.
To meet up.
Truckee joining us?
Yeah, I'll join, but I'm going to... I'm not sure how fire accesses the medical side.
Not, I mean, normally.
No?
No. You would need a connection. You're not going to have a database to search. You're not on quote unquote home turf per se. And short of the only sort of like medical staff that you're going to get in terms of fire is going to be like the paramedics assigned to that, firehouse. And even
yeah, I was going to say, maybe you have an EMT connection.
And even then your only goal is keeping them alive and breathing until they make it to the hospital. So pulling records and stuff, you're going to have to lean on a connection of some sort.
Okay. All right. Just curious.
Sounds like
yeah,
perfect
I'll go meet
ex-wife
up.
Material.
Okay.
My ex-wife is a nurse.
You all show up.
Mine too.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Don't marry nurses, apparently.
They're crazy.
You all show up at the coffee shop at the appointed hour.
So that was f***ed up.
So I have a question.
Yep.
Since I had a GoPro and turned, would it have caught image of whatever attacked?
I don't know. Do you want to review the footage?
It's a good question.
I do.
Are you?
Yeah, I would too.
Are you reviewing your footage? Where are you reviewing your footage?
I would have looked at it the night before. Before
the computer at home.
Probably right when you got home.
Yeah.
I
just didn't think about it till just now.
The video is corrupted.
Corrupted so how? Like it's fuzzy?
No. Like it's you take the disc or whatever, you pop it in, you know, whatever flash drive, you connect it, however you do it, and it's like you see that the video file is there and it took up 450 megabytes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You click on a video, there's nothing there. You get a little
bing. At all. Mm-mm. The entire video's and there's nothing.
Correct.
Could I roll electronics to try and recover?
Computer use.
Or to figure out what's wrong? Computer use? Okay. What's my computer use? 50. Whoop. Ot 8.
You're able to plug it in and run it through some sort of computer whatever. You know, you drop it into video editing software. You're able to pick up, and how good is not 8 for you?
My computer use is 50.
Oh, so really good.
Yeah. Remember, I'm a nerd.
Extreme.
Yeah, it's extreme.
You're able to pick up some frames from about, you probably turned it on about midnight to about
10 minutes, yeah, 7 minutes before we jumped.
To about 12:05.
Okay. So and then I nothing get stuff is from after prior, that. But there's nothing.
Everybody talking, you know, blah, 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 but there's nothing for about the 2 minutes right before you jumped.
Would my knowledge of electronics give me any indication of why or what caused it?
Not sure.
For those at home, he just shrugged.
Cody is shrugging.
Okay.
That's why I like the webcams. So much of what I do is this right here, moving my hands and stuff.
It's all hands.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Okay. So then, as a character, I would assume that whatever it was caused the corruption.
Jeff, did you review your camera footage as well?
Yeah, I believe
Jeff never
was
looked
corrupted
though.
Too. He said that eventually I would be looking up and see that there is one shoot less. And
oh, gotcha.
That something,
yeah, that's true.
Something was going on up there.
Yes, Jeff. Something's wrong with your GoPro as well.
I am so glad that I didn't record this for my YouTube channel, guys. That thing was f***ed up. You should have fucking seen it. It was like this antlered fucking crazy, I don't know what the hell it was. It was like Mothman on fucking steroids.
I gotta look at it. Definitely,
yeah, I got a real fucking good look at it, alright?
Relatively apt description.
I don't have any idea what you guys are talking about.
Yeah. Some kind of demonic entity swooped in and hit, what was his name? Jimmy B. It wasn't a heart attack. I don't know what the fuck that thing was.
Dude, this thing came out, right? On my left. And 007, whatever the fuck, just disappeared.
Would we know enough about each other to know each other's occupations?
It's up to you.
You guys would know that I'm a YouTube entertainer.
I guess my real question is, would I know that Jeff works in emergency services?
No.
That's a better question.
100%
probably
no.
Not.
Okay.
Jeff, can you roll me a spy hidden?
Just that you're probably an avid base jumper.
You said spy hidden?
Yeah.
57 out of 65.
As you're sitting here and you're listening to these two apparently crazy people, it occurs to you probably at the same time that Magpie does. You've had a bit of a headache and you're kind of like scratching in between your eyebrows. And you notice he does the same thing. He's got a little red spot where he's been scratching.
Okay, so what was the headache that apparently you had too? Did you have this headache, Fiverr?
Yeah. It was right about, it wasn't too long after the squelch on the comms.
So that, the squelch on the comms hit everybody. What about your video?
Yeah, I mean, I managed to get my thing out of my ear, but yeah.
It was, but I was able to bring back about 5 minutes of footage before the jump. But everything afterwards, I don't know what happened to it.
Okay.
So when I initially tried to review it, nothing, completely corrupted, but I'm kind of a techie nerd, so I was able to bring back some of it. But it was just us talking before the jump. There was nothing. Was it right at the squelch when it stopped? Would that be my assumption?
You'd have to
just
really
kind of piecing it together in my head.
Yeah,
right?
You'd have to really try and connect it.
Okay. Is that an idea roll, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, you could make that connection. I don't think there's any way for you to technically solidify it because I don't know that any of you would know when that happened.
Well, we would know roughly in comparison, time-wise, from when we turned our GoPros on.
Have you guys informed me that your video fucked up? Mm-hmm. Or are you just...
Yeah, I mean, this is
open talk. My response to that would kind of be like, have you tested your equipment? Does it still work? Or is it, like, shot? Have you tested it since then?
No, I haven't.
No, but because I was able to bring back some of the footage, I would assume that it's not completely blown.
Suppose that's a possibility.
Did anybody hang around and listen to the channels at all last night to find out what everybody else knows? Besides the news?
I mean, for a little while. But it's not much different than what the news is putting out. I mean, obviously it wasn't a heart attack.
Yeah. I don't know what the that thing was.
Cody, do we have any idea of, like, so obviously he was identified. What I'm going to do then is try to monitor obituaries to see if or when there is a service.
I mean,
Right. No, I get that. I mean, it's going to take a little bit.
Well,
I guess I'm going to try to try to follow that. And if there is a service, I will go to the service to see if it's an open casket or not.
What year are we playing in?
We'll assume it's in the last couple of years, so 2016, 2017.
Then I'm going to hit the social media for Bill Barnes. For sure.
That's a good call.
Okay. Yeah, you can
go to his
LinkedIn.
Yeah, you can find out whatever you want to know generally about Bill Barnes. I don't know what you're looking for, but I don't think anything strikes your fancy. Guy loved parachuting, jumping out of planes, obviously. That's where a lot of his connections are. Had a boring desk job, as far as you can tell. Not married. No super close relatives that you can tell. Like I said, you kind of get the sense that base jumping was his major hobby, and anything you see on Facebook, etc., is pretty much the same.
Okay.
You get a few like social media posts on his page. Oh my God, Bill, what happened? You know, I'm so sad that this happened to you. You know, I'll miss you. Blah blah blah. Nothing.
Besides it being a test run for Willis Tower in the future, is there anything in particular that you hyped about this jump?
Not that you can recall.
Okay.
What are you guys doing for work today? Now that it's a Wednesday and it's 1 o'clock.
My money on YouTube.
I didn't ask you what you did. I'm just curious as to what you're doing, because some people may have 9-to-5 jobs that they haven't gone to half a shift for.
Right. Like, as of work today, I'm not doing shit.
I'm assuming that I'm off duty for however many days. I'm not sure what the schedule is like for...
It's usually 48 on, 48 off.
Just depends.
Yeah, so
Okay.
I would assume that this is my 24 to 48
I would have scheduled days off. Both the day of the jump and the day after.
Okay. So you gentlemen have the day. What do you want to do?
Do as much research on Bill Barnes as possible to figure out who he actually was. And continue to monitor news and, if at all possible, you know, whatever official feeds I can get to, like police and fire and medical and all that.
I mean, what are we looking for?
I think I would deep dive on whatever this, like, try to research whatever this entity was.
That was my next thing. I was gonna start Googling, like, folklore within the Chicago area of demonic entities and anything that people may have, you know, because to me, or to this character, it's sort of like, this was Mothman with horns. Like, that's what I saw, essentially. So that's what I'm going after.
Okay. Make me an applicable role. Where do you live, like, Lucas? Where are you doing this?
I'm in Chicago. I live in Chicago, from Chicago, born there.
Sure. Do you live in a high-rise apartment? Do you live in the suburbs? Do you live in Wrigleyville? Do you live on the south side? Do you...
Downtown apartment.
Downtown apartment.
I succeed in a computer use, if that's what you're looking for.
So you are splitting off to do some sort of computer UC type stuff.
Yeah, I am researching as much as I can everything that I've just witnessed.
Okay.
Him and the entity itself.
Okay. The other two?
I live out in Schaumburg.
Okay.
Kind of both, but I might look up, like, I might go to the library.
Please tell me you work at Medieval Times.
No.
You can go to the library if you want.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
What are you specifically looking up in the library?
Just folklore stuff. I'm looking for cryptids, anything that might meet the description of what I actually saw.
Okay. You can take a look at that. Jeff?
I'm not researching shit. I don't have.
You have a job. You're probably going to your
job,
right?
Not if he's off.
I would probably be at the gym today.
Okay. Where's your gym? Close to where you live? Planet not close Fitness. To where you live. You also can remember, you know, in terms of the firehouse probably has a gym. So, I mean, you could always work out with the guys too.
No, I'd be on my own today.
Okay. Something downtown.
Kind of a cool down after the job.
Sure.
No, we'll say I'm. I live a little bit outside of Itasca, so.
Okay.
Up around that area.
Okay, so really, the only person who kind of like lives in the heart of Chicago then would be Magpie.
Yep, absolutely. Correct.
Not that Chicago isn't massive and you both don't move. Correct. Lucas can see the loop. Nobody else can.
Can see the loop, for sure.
Jeff's getting swole.
I'm probably like 5 miles or less from like the museum district.
You roll, Lucas, you rolled a computer use?
I did.
Did you succeed?
It was a normal success.
And you were investigating specifically...
Bill Barnes, as well as like any folklore regarding the entity itself, the demonic thing. If anyone in Chicago has reported that sort of thing before.
Getting home, you know, whatever the afternoon progresses, you know, nothing. You don't find anything in terms of searches. It actually falls out of the news cycle pretty quickly. You get like minor little things in case anybody missed it, but very quickly by evening it becomes part of the 5-minute roundup. You know what I mean? It's not news for long. You notice over the couple hours that you've been at home, though, your headache has gotten significantly worse.
Okay, so it never went away?
No, initially? it's kind of a real, like, sort of a tension headache almost. But it's been worse the last couple hours.
Is the headache itself causing, like, is my hearing off? Is my equilibrium off? Or is it just like a pain in my head?
It's just a pain in your head. Earlier this morning, it was lighter. Now it's a little bit stronger.
No ringing in my ears or anything crazy like that.
Nope.
It went from a dull ache to a little more acute.
Correct.
I mean, I'll pop some ibuprofen, try to lay down for a while.
Schroeder, library use roll, is that what you were trying to do?
I did. I made it by half. 23 out of 60. And I was specifically talking about the entity.
Sure. You don't find anything super, like, amazing. Like, there's no instantaneous search. But if you stick with it for a couple hours, go through the library a little bit, you find a super old legend from some native tribe in the Rockies about a creature that they described as a flying elk with, quote, sunset eyes that haunted mountains.